of business we all get the label.
Announcer, when I heard the end of WSPD in Toledo in 1941. Then you were a different jockey. And for the word, you don't hear too much that particular label applied. Now it's personality. Everything is personality. We keep changing, we take the times, the lifestyles of people. But personality probably is the best description I can give the voice I heard of WLW. Late at night, articulate, with some. A little bit curious, but there was so much intelligence in the humor that I found myself going back to it. And then it faded off the broadcast spectrum, and I just filed it away and forgot. About 5 years later, I received an album, Gene Shepard. I put the Eagle on the turntable and enjoyed what I heard, and even an excerpt of the broadcast. Probably shouldn't. Well, I think I'm beyond the statute of limitations now, but sue me if you're damn, boy. I read occasionally in the barber shop, the Playboy magazine. The name appeared there. Humorous Satire Award winner, 1979, Mark Twain Award winner. What you do for down in Mississippi in a raft? I don't know. Well, anyhow, television radio performer, I knew that. They just completed an ABC series for next season. ABC series. No, I'm a CBS. Phantom of the Open Heart. And I do know about the novels in Double Bay, and God, we trust all this big cash. One of the Hickey's might go to memory center disasters. How could you? She's still living in North Cincinnati. Anyway, and recently seen on CBS television sports spectacular fan and Hank Stewart of France. I don't know what you call him, I didn't hear him last year, but anything he might admit in the way of dialogue, I'd be more than interested in hearing. KC. O-R-S. Did I get that right? I didn't get it right. Well, I'm banished to that. Well, I'm still back here in the boondocks. And from, I understand, Fort Lauderdale, Portland. Still selling lots of water. Here's Gene Shepard.
He called
CQ on 40 meters for the entire song of 1939. Late that fall, as the clouds of war were gathering Europe, Hitler had moved into Poland. Flick believed the song came back. In his excitement, he grabbed his key and was instantly electrocuted with 22 and a half volts. Not easy task. I'm sorry that this spelled his name in silent keys. And so now, among the rest of us non-distinguished hands, Flick has become. Flick lives. You see it written over your eyes. Some are laughing, others are. And every crowd there are the readers, the digest readers, who quote it, take it seriously. But as I say, I represent. If you just take your receiver on anything, 15, 20, 40, turn up the game. You hear that background. And when you get out of the middle of all that grass, you hear thousands of tiny, hopeful signals. In between the great monsters that come on, they're always sitting down here in the front. There's one guy down here, the only guy I see with a one letter ball. He says, call me Doc.
Is this
Then I go to the big hall where the heavyweight is showing his stuff. James Brown, frequency counters, and all these other Wilson antennas are hanging from the ceiling. Right now, I am tuning the bed spring. 1.031 SWR. You want to see my wife? I got tuned up.
Then all of a sudden, wiggle a little bit, bring it up again. down past 40 again. I used to catch it when it would go past 71-82. Different forms of the frequency. Maybe, and I call a kettle on the frequency. Well, the first night when I went on the air on 71-82, I learned that in those days, just like today, there are men who own the frequency. There I was, WKWN, running 6 blocks. Right on the frequency was W5HH. Have you ever heard W5HH sent at 40 words a minute? 3.5 kilowatts. He blew a hole right in his bed, like a Queen Mary going through your bed. I'd sit there and my palms jiggle down. And I used to wait. You see, he used to take maybe 10 or 15 minutes off a day. He never signed off. He would just go doo 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 doo. When the cats were in, they had mice always in there. I'd come on, and once in a while, I'd get a contact with a guy in Cleveland. He's really the ex-man of the end. And then all of a sudden, he would come on, and he'd just go, clear your fingers. The ears are clicking in there. My receiver would overload. He's in Austin, Texas, blowing the floor of S19R off the desk. But I knew there had to be something that was getting radio. Now, I know a lot of the women in this audience wonder what the hell it is. Like a friend of mine, by the way, recently in Milwaukee, came back here all the time and he asked to get a divorce. And he said to me, when you go down, just for moral support, for the court ruling, I said, of course, Chuck. She might have seen him just come down to the court. My God, I said, I feel like I'm going crazy. And so we went down, we sat with our benches down to the south end of Manhattan Island, with those great pillars and columns of the official world all around us, and the judge is up there, excuse me, judge, who's blackboard, looking down. Fred was getting smaller and smaller. He's about 3 feet tall by the time he came in. And his wife is growing taller and bigger. Get these two giant Italian lawyers from the mafia. Greasy thumb and spoon chewing. Great law firm. And Greasy Thumb got up and said, my client would like to speak to you. Judge says, what are your grounds for divorce? She got up and she said, Your Honor, this man did not tell me before we got married that he was a hand. The judge said, divorce plan. And then he says, what man? We spent only $800 a month out on you. You are a son of a bitch. Now, I imagine a lot of you. I heard a great remark today in the crowd. This guy is walking by, and he's got his buttons all over, you know, QCWA. He's got patches, you know, Dayton Manifest 1890. He's got the same 40 to have. He's got microphones hanging here. He's got 440 and 220 patchy equipment, all the buttons and transistor eyes, every damn thing. He's got earphones. He's always talking into this thing. And his wife said, why don't you ever talk to me? What do you do in the basement all day long? Who knows? some place, some crazy place, a dismal seat with your fire.
By the time I was nine, I could If you will think of that as a complete diagram of a six-stage transmitter, including oscillator, two doublers, a buffer, push-pull file, class B modulator, two half-waves and phase power supply, with compound values, black foot tag, or exports of her rumor. Most hands remain throughout your lives basically illusory. The rest of the world. Any other country is a contact. So you mean to tell me we're at war with PY2? Or whatever. So there I am, see, I'm just getting into this. I have no equipment. And I learned to tune my two-way slide by drawing arcs on the plate floor with my thumb. And the thumb is a permanent RF burn and goes right through. Not to draw those arcs. Neon blue, white, two, and all. That made a contact. And I discovered inadvertently the essence of camera. It isn't a contact. It isn't the USO. It isn't even the atomic. It's the doing. It's the being. It's the having this curious license. Strange, invisible fraternity. It's like being part of a, it's like being a rose potion. Never seen those ads in my work? Never thought of joining it? What do you want? The secrets of the universe will be yours. Not far yet, you don't know.
Well, no, but we had an E.H. Scott
How many of you remember the E.H. Scott GX-16? I mean, it's like a relief valve in eyes, a 37-inch product PVC set. It's so big, when you turn it on, you have to wear a safety belt. Just from the power of the shake your guts. And we would sit in front of the E.H. Scott every night at 9:15. I would come to the show. The only show I ever listened to as a kid. I was not a radio listener. I say to you that it was this radio show that changed the course of my life. Some people go on to become judges, presidents of all teams, presidents, attorney generals. They all have 4 kilowatts. Yet some march on to become those people you see getting off the planes from the Walter Cronkite show, saying things like, "No comment." We'll make a statement later. Just once in your life, would you want to have thousands of microphones in front of your face? And you say, "Not yet. I have not reached my decision yet."
A meeting of the Little Orphan Annie Secret Circle.
and there will be a message from Annie herself to you members of the Secret Circle. If you'd like to join the Secret Circle, set the silver inner seal on a can of Ovaltine with Checkerboard Square, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now for tonight's adventure.
Yesterday,
Golden Walker, the Detroit submarine pitcher, before striking out 3 times. He's sitting there with his candy glass. And I'm thinking about joining the Secret Service. My mother's just about ready to take the meatloaf out of the oven. She was a meatloaf specialist. Many variations of meatloaf with olives, which my mother didn't hate. Meatloaf with tomato sauce, which my kid brother hated. Meatloaf with cornflakes, which everybody hated. Meatloaf with peas, the kind you got tonight. Shoot those things out of the TV. Deadly. It tastes like nothing. They're just called generic peas. Little green stuff on the fish. My mother's hanging over the sink. He's drinking the glass. But all of a sudden, the sink. The sink. She's got this ring in the sink. The sink will go. Ever been in a house with a sink clock? And she counted because it was all a matter of time. It would do it 3 times. The second one and the third one. Then up would come Mrs. Bloomer's coffee box. We traded coffee grounds for our snacks. You'd see Mrs. Brewer looking out of her window. My mother would look out of her window, both of them got their hair up. Mrs. Brewer just put her coffee grounds down. Never forget coming back from the job at 2 o'clock in the morning. Boom. Mrs. Brewer got the home drunk. We got it all in our bed. But you can see why. I can make it 15. I never had that job. No, all those things. Well, I kept nagging my mother. I kept saying, Mom, ladies, I want to join the Secret Circle. Get me a piano. I'm mad at it. She's mad at his brothers. She kept saying, for what? She said, Bill is good enough. I was setting myself up for total disaster. Overreaching can be one of the great human failures. I had no right to be in that world. But I wanted to be in it. I had no right to be a man in the world of California Kellogg's. The guys that take 46 words a minute out of that pen. That's not only superhuman, it's sick. So I kept at it for 2 or 3 months, and finally one day my mother, we're in the Maxie's grocery store, and she says, all right, you want Ovaltine? I'll buy Ovaltine. Of course, Mr. Madigan was used to us getting out of the basic stuff. And when she said Ovaltine, he said, Ovaltine, sure. I said, no, I can't have Ovaltine. Sealed up the envelope. And I laid it where all our bills were. in place where the other things came in. Said stuff like, "I used to hate that." He opened these occupant letters and they would say, "You need $300 on your signature." He'd say, "How the hell would he know?" I sat down to dinner. My mother took my big glass of milk. And here I was always talking about this fantastic rich chocolate drink. And I had this idea in my mind that it's going to taste like a wall of milk. She takes a great big tablespoon of this stuff and drops it into my glass of milk. And it sank right to the bottom like it ground beans. So I took my spoon and I stirred it up, and the brown beans just moved around. I stirred it up again, a few of them came up on the top, and then went down again. And brown beans. My kid looked at it. No, this is my old thing. So I took my first sip of rich, delicious chocolate, old thing that tastes like a fine Swiss milk jar. Pierre said, "Get your pins out. There will be a meeting of the Little Orbanetti secret circle immediately following tonight's adventure. Your pins will be set at C-19. so already with you, you see.
And in 19, set your pins at C19. Here's the message. 7, 22, 8.
He cried all those 15 years. He stayed under the bed. He's still there tonight. And he went very quietly. His heart, by the way, was the wine. He could make his nose run of women. On those 10 shoes. So I'm writing this message now. And then Pierre, finished off. He said, that's the message for tonight. Remember, he's in the secret circle. We'll see you tomorrow night. And they sing our theme song. And they go off the air. And then I was telling them, my God, I'm in. And I went into the only room in the house where a boy was denying he could curl the peace. Next year again.